greet his friends. Rishi should be his first close Rabbi Norman Rasi Shiyichu. Venishmas Shlomo Ben Shimon. Venishmas Eliza Rachabas Rechaim Tzvi. Venishmas Rechaim Tzvi Ben Erleyo. Sus Rafuas Rav Moshe Ben Rezel. Yitzchak Ben Bracha. Rachabat Zlachem Moshe Ben Peshadina. Fushlem Rav Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana. Sosha Chole Yisrael. In the Torah, Perikof Aleph, Pasuk Tes. And the daughter of a Kohen, when she's Mizaneh, she is violating her father, and she should be burned in fire. She gets the onish of Sreifa. So we are going to analyze this pasuk and ask a slew of kashas based on the Torah of Rain of Rabbeinu, Hagon HaGadol Rav Yitzchak Manzatzal. So in Pashtus HaPasuk, Pasuk is telling us that it's a tam l'chomer shel onsh. It's giving us the reason why she's getting such a severe avera, such a severe onesh. Why is she getting such a serious onesh? Because she was mechalel her father, asavihi mechalel. Since she was mechalel her father, this bas kohen violated her father's dignity when she was mezaneh, when she engaged in this forbidden sexual entanglement. So for that reason, Be'esh Tisaref, and it's Mavur Lehejia from the Gemara in Sanhedrin 50a, the Rabbi Shimon holds that Sreif is more chomer than skill, and he learns from the fact that it's given to a bas kohen who is mezaneh. What's the chomer? She can mechalel as his aviyah, because she's mechalel as her father, therefore she gets the more chomer punishment of Sreif. So that's the time of the onesh. Ayin sham besugya, so too in the sugya and memtesam beis, there are nunam at aleph, alib at rabbanan, ayin sham, and the chlusha haran. Daf mem tes amid beis. That's mefurish bakrash zeo tam onsha ayin sham in the ran. That's the reason for her punishment, because he was mechal her father. That's sibas misa, and that's mechayiv misa, because she was mechal her father. However, lechora, it's not. We don't know. The Rashi doesn't learn like that. On the pasuk as avia mechalelis, Rashi writes chilalo biztes kvodo. She was mechal and she was mevaze his kavod, because now people are going to say about him arish zu yalad arish zu gidel. Cursed is he that he begat this girl. Cursed is he that he raised this girl. And it's from the Sugya in Sanhedrin and Beis Amud Aleph. And there we see that this is a din. There's a din here. It says in the Gemara Lechidasanya, Rabbi Meir, Omer Mata Melor Mesavihi Mechaleles, Shim Hayu Nogim Bo Kodesh Nogim Bo Chol. Until now they related to him in a holy way. Now they relate to him in a mundane way. Covered, until now they gave him covered. Now they give him Bizayo. Now they disgrace him. They say to him, Arushizu Yalad, Arushizu Gidel, Arushizu Yatsa Mechalatsav. Cursed is he begat her, he raised her, she came out of his loins. Amar Vashi, Keman Karina Rashiya Bar Rashiya Bafila Rashiya Bar Tzadika, Keman Kahaitan. Who do we call even a Russia, the son of a Russia? We call somebody the Russia, the son of a Russia, even if he's a Russia, the son of a Tzadik, like this Tana, like Rabbi Meir, because of her behavior, now her father is disgraced. Noagim bochol, kavod noagim bo bizayon. So this is disgracing her father. So Rashi is learning the pasuk, not that pshat is that it's explaining why she gets burned, but it's telling us a din. Esavihi mechalelis is a din. What's the din? That now we're mevaza her father. It's not a reason why she gets the punishment of sreifa. But it's telling us it did, that she was mechal her father. And in Tosis Daf Nun Amud Beis, it says there that everybody holds, even the Tanoim who darsh in the pasuk differently, still learn like Rabbi Meir, because ein mikra yotze midei pshuton. Pashpshan the pasuk is, according to Rashi, according to Tosfos, that there's a din telling us, the Ketor is telling us a din, that she's mechal her father. It's aviyah hi mechalelis. That's a din. That because now we say to her father that we don't relate to her father with respect anymore. But it's not explaining why she gets the chomer onesh of sreifa. And the Gemara learns that it's a ribui in the pasuk. If it was a tam, it wouldn't be a ribui. In other words, it wouldn't be an extra word. The Gemara says that what is the key? Esavihi mechalel is teaching us. It's miutar, it's superfluous. If it's tam, if it's a reason for the ve'esh tisarif, then it's not superfluous at all. So from the fact that Gemara asked that it's superfluous, it must be that it's not telling us the tam adin. So you see, al kopanim lefipshuto shel mikra, according to all tanaim, it's mamish not the tam adin. It's not the reason why she gets sreifa. So it's only a drash, but the drash seems to be so sir the pshat. So we have to understand how that works. Also, we have to understand that mehechetesi, that for being mevazi your father, you get a chiyuv misa. When someone's mevazi one's father, there's not a chiyuv misa. Even if you hold that it's a reason for the punishment, that's not why you get such a punishment. You don't get sreifa for being mevazi one's father. It's a vihi mechalelus. Why is that a reason for a beish to sarif? So the Targum Onkelos writes, Mekdushas Aviyah hi mischala. She is violated from her father's kedusha and benura titokai, and therefore she gets burned. So we see from this that the chilul is on the kedusha of her father, not what she did to her father, but that the kedusha of her father was violated. So it's not because she was mevaza her father, but because she was mevaza the kedusha of her father. So maybe that's the reason. But we see not like that from Rashi. Because Rashi says that Rashi brings the base himself in the Gemara. Chilo biztes kvoda. Sharmalav arishizu yalat arishizu gidel. She was mechal his kavod. So again, if she was mechal his kavod, then how do you get Beish to Sarif? It's telling us a din that now you relate to her father with a lack of respect. Beseder, but how does that come to Beish to Sarif? How do you explain the Beish to Sarif? That's Pshuto Shel Mikra. So how does this shtim with Rashi? Not only that, but it should apply possibly to any woman who is Mizaneh. Any woman is it, even a Bas Yisrael. She also is Mechal, her father. So why, if the union is that you're Mevazi, your parents, when you're Mizane, so then everybody should get Sreifa. Why only a Bas Kohen? And it says in the Gemara that we call a person Mashiach by Mashiach. So everybody, that's not only a Kohen, anybody is now called, even if the father is a tzaddik, now the father is called a Rasha, Rasha ben Rasha, because of the Avera. So why isn't it like this with Abbas Yisrael? Ayin begilyone ashas b'sanhedrin nun beiz amit alef, marashal dafnun amit beiz, antosat di ramas luk kisha hotzi nisu and the marashal over there. Also we have to understand why the pasuk is tola lechilul ki tochel liznos Rashi kishet dischal aideznus. So the problem is the chilul aideznus. Now the Gemara is a havamina that it's talking about chilul Shabbos. Yachal afilu chilas haShabbos. No, liznos. So the pasuk says liznos, to disabuse you from that notion. The Torah says liznos bechilulun shebiznus, and it has to be znus. The Gemara learns with Zika's baal, there has to be a husband in the picture. But the primary problem here is the chilul, and therefore we have a mean it's even chilul Shabbos. So we have to understand what's the special chilul of znus more than other averus. Dafka chilul Shabbos and chilul by znus. Why are another averus called chilul? Also, we have to understand the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Aleph Amid Aleph. There's a havamina to be mechayiv skila bevas kohen bechilul Shabbos. That's a liba de Reb Shimon, who holds that Sreifa is more chamer than skila. And we would think that since the Achmir Bahu Rachmana Bekane the Rabbi Buakos of Mitzis Yiseros Tidon Besreifa Komash Malon, that since the Torah was so machmir and Kohanim that they have extra mitzvahs, you would think that she gets Sreifa for her Chil Shabbos Ayin Sham. So Komash Malon, that she doesn't get Sreifa for her Chil Shabbos. But the Havamin is because Kohanim have extra mitzvahs when she's Mechal Shabbos, this is Bas Kohen, she gets Sreifa. Ayin belekach tov beklal vav dvarim nifloim, and they say from Agolias Hayom. So we have to understand, why does the Gemara need to come on to this special reason of Shaini Kohan and Halav Rabbah, since they have extra mitzvahs, only in the Havamina that we're talking about Chilul Shabbos? So it must be that because Lamaskana, that it's talking about Znus of Eishes Ish, it's because Esaviyah hi mechalelis. But it's not so with Chilul Shabbos. When it comes to Znus, it's Esaviyah hi mechalelis, memela beish tisarif. But when it's Chilul Shabbos, that obviously doesn't apply, so we have to have a different explanation why she gets burned. And that is because Rabbi Behu, because Kohanim have extra mitzvahs. So Maishna Zusav Eishasish, that it's considered a Savihi Mechalelas. Why isn't Chil Shabbos? You see from the Gemara that Chil Shabbos isn't considered a Savihi Mechalelas. And therefore we have to come on to another reason to explain her Sreifa. That Kohanim have extra mitzvahs. Why isn't her Chil Shabbos called Savihi Mechalelas? And the Torah Chaim Tak asked this Kasha. So why is the Avihi Mechalelas dafka by Znus and not by Chil Shabbos? And like we asked before, what's the special chilul of Znus? And we have especially Afus also, there's a husband in the picture. But it seems that it's dafka because of the Znus. The husband is just a prat in this din. But be so that Dover, it's because of the Znus. She was Mischale de Znus. What's the special chil of Znus? Why is that called chil? And if she would be Michal Shabbos, she wouldn't be Michal her father. Why not? So Mitz Hashem, in the next shir, we will start seeing Niflos Mitaras Hashem. And Baruch Hashem, we've already been Zelcha to see some very, very shtar kashas, and we should be Zelcha Lumo, Dulam, Lishma, Vlas, Lakaim, Stavis, Amfas, Behavim, Shalom, Shalom. Thank you so much for listening.